Checking in for the first time in 2021 with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for a license board update. Hey, Nikki, nice to see you.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you. The same to you and to everyone. Happy and healthy this year. We're all hoping for better times ahead, certainly.
Absolutely.
But license board is still meeting virtually, correct?
Yes, we are. And we will be until I believe we probably get the vaccine. So, we called to order the January 26th, 2021 license board hearing at 4 p.m. yesterday. And as you probably know, Commissioner Jones has retired. So we didn't have anybody there representing the health department yesterday, but we will going forward. It was Commissioner Duca and Chief Jackson, Chief Keenan, and myself on representing the licensing board yesterday. We started with agenda item number one. Here we got in the request of Pizza Days Inc. doing business as Pizza Day for a common victualler license for the premise located at 657 Southern Artery, formerly the Papa John's, proposed manager Haki Dengizli. Proposed hours of operation were 11 a.m. to 3 a.m., takeout and delivery only. John Rodefield, 62 Grimwald Road, spoke against the hours. However, we do have a couple of other fast food delivery services open in the city till 3 a.m. And have seen no problems to date with that. So Chief Jackson made a motion and that passed on a roll call vote, 3-0. Commissioner Duca was a little late for the meeting, so we started and he caught up. Agenda item number two was the hearing regarding the Arias Cafe Inc. doing business as Arias Cafe for a common victualler license for the premise located at 25 Copeland Street. Proposed manager is Fong Hong. Proposed hours of operation 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. with attorney Kong Nguyen representing. Arias Cafe was a former soup shop there on 25 Copeland Street, basically doing the same type of food. And so the business aspect will stay the same. Managers and owners are changing. That also went to a vote initiated by Chief Jackson for a 3-0 vote. Agenda item number three was the hearing regarding the Alumni Pizza Quincy LLC doing business as Alumni Pizza for a common victual license for the premises located at 379 Washington Street due to a change of ownership. Proposed manager Ed Cochran, proposed hours of operation 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eddie Cochran was unable to be there, however, did send a note stating that he does own the bar next door. He wants to, and he has been operating the pizza place now for a while. So we wanted to get him in and get his license all situated, which we are doing. And he just said that he's putting together to expand his menu a bit, and he does a good job over there. He owns Rags next door, and they're using that for Rags Pizza as well. And Chief Jackson initiated the vote, and that went through 3-0. Agenda item number four was hearing regarding the Holy Cross Investments, Inc. doing business as 7-Eleven number 37373A for a common victualler license for the premise located at 230 Washington Street due to a change of ownership. Proposed manager, Baja Magali, location is currently opened 24 hours. He is part of a franchise. He has other 7-Elevens, very familiar with this one as well. And there was a motion made by Chief Jackson, and that went through 3-0 as well. Number five was a hearing regarding the request of MNN Corp, doing business as Ken's Auto, for a license to engage in the sale of prepackaged food for the premise located at 1284 Furnace Brook Parkway. Attorney Stephen Tobin represented. There was a required mailing to abutters, and the health department, Bill DeCali, was working with the owner on the required hand sink. Chief Jackson did mention fire prevention, which they had actually done earlier in the day on Tuesday. So he was fine with that. And we do know that they are working on the sink. And as soon as that's all set, they will get their license for prepackaged food at Ken's Auto at 1284 Furnace Brook Parkway. That was motion by Chief Jackson and went through 3-0. Agenda item number six was hearing regarding Chaud Inc. doing business as Malachy's, Stephen Higgins' manager, for an alteration of license premise located at 5157 Granite Street, for alteration is comprised of an additional 1,200 square feet of outdoor dining and patio space, which will be fenced in and provide space for up to 10 tables. Stephen Higgins was there to represent. What they're initially looking at is making the space that was available to them due to the COVID rules, the temporary approval, making that permanent for the patio area behind Malachy's. They are going to do some improvements. There were some neighbors that spoke on the parking there and some noise. They are some noise concerns, but as far as the board, Chief Keenan spoke and said that they had no complaints over the summer for that area out there. So we heard the neighbors' concerns. They did say that they will make some improvements. And, you know, it was kind of a fast pace that people did get their outside patios open, and it was trial by error. And so I know they're going to work. They did give us their word that they're going to work to, you know, adhere to the neighbors' concerns. So, and they will be off the patio at 10 p.m. That request was advertised in the Quincy Sun. Abutters were notified. Councilor Phelan was there in support. He too, you know, listen to the concerns of the neighbors and, you know that they do a great job there and they have always worked well with the neighbors. And so they're looking forward to making that space permanent. However, that does go into the ABCC for the final approval. But as far as we're concerned here, it was a 4-0 vote motion made by Commissioner Duca.
I'm guessing you're going to see a lot more of that going forward, Nikki.
That's right. There's actually another one right behind it here in agenda item number seven.
Oh, sure. Of course. Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of nice to see that restaurants are adapting.
Yes.
We're seeing some new licenses. We're seeing some requests for expanded seating. So, doing the best they can. Have you had any turn in their license because they're closing?
Jazz Moon did close, and we're going to get to that in agenda item number 8.
Okay, sorry to jump ahead. Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Agenda item number 7, hearing regarding the request of Tony's Clam Shop, Inc., Gary Candeloff, manager, for an alteration of the license premise located at 861 through 867 Quincy Shore Drive. The alteration is comprised of an additional 14,000 square feet of outdoor dining space. The additional space will be fenced in and will include picnic tables and round umbrella tables. The hours of operation will close at 10 p.m., if not earlier. Karen Jerf was there, Gary Candeloff was there, and they spoke on adapting to the new normal, like you say. Looking to make the space that was approved for temporary permanent. The request was advertised in the Quincy Sun, abutters were notified, Council Phelan was there to support the request, saying that there were no complaints received during the temporary outdoor dining. However, there were some concerns from neighbors in that area who were, there to wish them well and agreed that they're a good business neighbor. But there were some concerns during when they first started of overcrowding, people standing in the on the street back there, adjacent to Tony's, and cars also lining up there. And Karen Jerf spoke to the fact that they closed the beach, and it didn't just disenfranchise the people behind in that neighborhood. It disenfranchised that whole neighborhood.
Oh, you mean the parking along the beach,
the
right?
Parking
that.
Along the beach, right. So, once that parking ban was lifted, they found no issues. They did open up 30 spots back there for parking. I went down before they opened up their temporary space and walked it with Gary and Karen, and was very happy with the fact that they took a lot into account, safety. They had somebody monitoring out there, making sure no one would leave the area with a beer, making sure that people were seated and safely distanced apart. They are lucky. They have two big lots back there that were very underutilized. Mm-hmm. So,
14,000 square feet is huge. That's
right. It's two house lots.
Yeah.
I commend them for what they're doing. You could have two big condos there, and they're going to leave it open space and beautify it as well. So, Commissioner Duca made a, motion, and that was passed 4-0.
Oh, okay. How many, do you know about how many tables that allows them to have in that space, Nikki?
I know it's 180 additional seats.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Not surprised. It, like you say, it's a huge space. Yeah.
Right. And they are going to pipe in just some dining music eventually, but no live entertainment out there or anything like that.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Did they happen to give an opening date so I can mark my calendar?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Shame on me.
I mean, that's like a rite of springtime is when Tony's open.
It certainly is.
Okay, great.
Agenda item number 8 was the hearing to review the status of the all alcohol beverage restaurant license issued to Jazz Moon Inc. for the premise located at 217 Quincy Ave, 2A through 2D, and Jasmine Lee was there. Mrs. Lee had requested time to sell the license, but the board has received notice from the owner of the building that the lease has expired and that somebody else wants to sign a lease for that space. So we explained to Jasmine Lee that unless, you know, she has a new space to go to with that license, then she would have to return that license to the city for now. And certainly if in the future she found a space that she wanted to open up a new Jazz Moon or something else, you know, would be happy to help her with that. We have plenty of licenses here in the city of Quincy, all alcohol, and would be happy to help her with that. But at this time, she said that she had no plans. She was just basically looking to see if maybe she could sell the license. But there's really no market for that right now where the city has licenses available.
Right. Okay.
So she has decided to give the license back to the city. And if she decides in the future, we'll certainly help her getting her a new license. She was a good owner.
Okay.
And with that, we look for a motion to accept the minutes from the December 22nd meeting and waive the reading, which was made. And our next hearing is February 9th.
Oh, okay. Very good. So I know the city waived the licensing fees last year. Is that, do you know that that's not going to happen again? Do you know, Nikki?
I'm not sure. We'll see. I guess, you know, Mr. Mayor will decide what's going to happen. Hopefully, you know, we'll be back up maybe sooner than later, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You know, I was hearing fall, but I'm optimistic that it may be summer.
Well, yeah, they're tentatively scheduled the Boston Marathon to run in real time on Columbus Day weekend. So, you know, nobody knows right now, certainly.
Right.
And an optimistic hopefulness, right? So, but there really hasn't been like a flurry of license turn-ins, right?
People
are making it work, yeah.
Right, right. We're very hopeful. And you know, the downtown is still moving forward. And so for that, and, you know, they're looking at the Wollaston overlay. Mm-hmm. I think there's potential there for growth, and I'm looking forward to it in the new year.
Yeah, as we all are too. What else is going on in your world?
We just put out 45,000 census forms to residents of the city of Quincy, to all the households. So that's very important for us here in the city to make sure that we have everything that our residents need, the needs of the residents. And so we just ask you to please sign that, fill it out to your best, and to get it back here to us in a timely manner. So much depends on the census, federal funding, of course. And this is the city census, not to be mistaken for that federal census that we had last year. This is our very own city census that we do each and every year. It's important to the growth of our city, important to our schools, our community, parks, our community health stops, things like that. The jury list, all of what we do in Quincy relies upon the numbers.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, it's pertinent to the Kennedy Center, to senior programs, veterans programs.
Of course.
All the social service agencies, agencies depend on accurate census counts to get proper funding.
Planning department being another big one. Yeah, so if you can just get that back in a timely manner. I will say that when we put the census out, we get this question a lot. We actually added a line to the back of the instructions this year that I put my kids on the form last year, but they're not on the form this year. Well, what we do is we send it out to a specific household or current resident. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we do that is so that the mailman is able to leave that census form at that address. If we kept the kids on the form, we wouldn't want to leave that because they're minors. And we wouldn't want that information to get into the wrong hands. So,
oh, I see. If the property has changed hands, okay.
That's right. That's right. So we ask you to just add your kids again. It's, again, another important tool for children that are going to school, and sometimes they need a residency letter prove their address. And so that's so vital to, it just takes a couple minutes to write your kids in, and we're very thankful for that.
Okay. Postage paid envelope provided again?
Postage paid envelope, as usual. Yeah, yeah. The city goes above and beyond to try to get those census forms back. We do have a drop box here in our main lobby as well, if anyone wishes to drop it off in person.
Okay, good. Is your office not open to the public yet?
It is. It is. If you don't want to come upstairs, we do have one in the main lobby, but of course you can come up to the census office.
Election. Okay, great. Any word from the federal census yet on those numbers, Nikki? No.
No, and now I'm hearing, you know, maybe it may reopen.
Oh.
Because there was a fast deadline of October 1st, and I think the deadline was officially October 31st. So there was an abrupt cutoff date.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So I've been hearing that they may open it back up, just maybe to get some of those census takers back out on the street for the people that did not return it, and just another crack at it.
Okay, so will your office be notified if that happens?
We'll probably hear it like everybody else on the news.
It's up to the new administration, I guess, in Washington.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Closer to home, though, there is a little change going on the city council and the school committee.
Yes, yes. We had a special meeting on Tuesday night. It's Monday or Tuesday.
It was Monday night, I think.
Monday night. For a special meeting to appoint a new member due to the vacancy of Ward 2 Councilor Brad Kroll. So that was at 6:30 mm-hmm. via Zoom. We had five candidates. They were all lovely, well-qualified people. They all got nominated. However, during the roll call vote, Anthony Andronico won the vote 6-2. So Anthony will be sworn in tomorrow at City Hall in the Great Hall at 10:30, and he will be at our next council meeting.
Right, and you'll have to step down from school committee, right? You can't have two elected offices.
That's right. That's right. He will be stepping down. So Mr. Mayor is looking into now setting up a joint convention, and that is required by the charter. So as soon as we get a date on that, we'll post it. We've already gotten three candidates who have reached out to me via email for looking for information.
Oh, okay. Is it the same process, Nikki? Do they submit letters of intent and resumes to you and Jen?
We haven't got the rules laid out yet, but I'm assuming that that's the way it will go. And Mr. Mayor presides over the meeting. Mm-hmm.
Right. He's chairman of the school committee, yes. De facto yes. Being the mayor. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll look forward to that.
Okay.
Appreciate your time. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
No. If you can just get that census form back so we can process it, that would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. I'm not even going to ask you about city elections yet, although this is an election year.
It is. We're getting the calendar together now. We should have more information probably within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Nikki. Great to talk to you.
Okay. Good to see you. Bye-bye.